All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The settlement passes unanimously. Thank you to all the parties for their efforts here today.
The settlement developed by Gulf Power, the Office of Public Counsel, and other interested parties goes into effect on July 1st. Jeffrey Stone is Gulf Power's general counsel and had some praise for the PSC staff.
The pre-hearing process was better than any case that I've ever been associated with. It was largely as a result of that pre-hearing process that enabled the parties to get close enough that they could actually see a light at the end of the tunnel that enabled us to get to the settlement.
At issue was the utility's request to raise its fixed charge rate from $18 to about $50 per month per household, regardless of how much power is used. Gulf Power said the proposed rate increase was needed for upgrades and maintenance.
That was all taken out. That was, in my opinion, a big win for consumers and a big part of what we negotiated into this agreement.
J.R. Kelly is with the State Office of Public Counsel, which represents customers in utility cases. That part of the proposal drew the most fire from those attending public hearings in Pensacola and Panama City.
We heard many, many comments about how that was going to adversely impact consumers, especially those that use less energy and also the low income and people on fixed income.
Currently, the average Gulf Power customer pays an average of $144 per month. The original increase would have pushed that to $158. Under the compromise, the same bill will increase to $151 a month, less than the amount paid in 2015. Gulf Power's original $107 million base rate request now falls to $62 million through the end of 2019. The company projects the net impact to customers would come to just over $54 million. The issues, Kelly says, were myriad and complex, including the revenue requirement.
In this agreement, we finally decided on a $56 million revenue requirement, but there were a couple of other things added in there that actually brought the $56 million down to 54 for the next 2.5 years.
One issue not negotiated was the return on equity, which will remain the same as passed in 2012. Another agreement involves Gulf Power adding to its rate base Georgia Power's Shearer Plant Number 3 near Macon. Gulf Power owns a fourth of that facility, and Kelly says the utility agreed to a $32.5 million write-down off the plant's balance, which will not be passed on to consumers.
Even though that asset is going to come in 100% into Gulf's rate base, consumers are getting something of value, but they're not having to pay the full freight.
In a written statement, Gulf Power President Stan Connally said the compromise is good for all involved, including Gulf Power's customers. He went on to say that the deal supports the utility's current investment in infrastructure, which is aimed at long-term service with a mix of energy across the service area.
I've been a Gulf Power customer for almost 25 years, and rate increases seem to happen every couple of years or so, and I never recall another rate increase getting this much attention.
Christian Wagley is with the group 350 Pensacola, which opposed the original request. He says to see the full benefit of the compromise, you have to look past the numbers on the average per month bill.
The original proposed rate structure would have put that high base charge on people, and it would remove their ability to control their own bill. By sticking them with that high initial charge, you really would have discouraged energy conservation and ironically encouraged people to use even more energy, which is not a good thing to do.
Wagley also feels that public opposition to the original plan and subsequent compromise could affect Gulf Power's future rate requests.
I can't help but think that it will make Gulf Power Company aware that people are paying attention. They do like to have the ability to control their bill by living conservatively, investing in conservation, and when you take that control away from people, they certainly don't like that.
Also signing and supporting the agreement with the Florida Industrial Power Users Group and the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. And no other objections were raised to the settlement proposal by other parties involved in the case, including Walmart and the Sierra Club. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.